News RELEASEUNITED Way Halton and Hamilton this year, more than 272 legal professionals from Hamilton and Halton came together to support their community at the 23rd annual Sapinka United Way Legal Luncheon. This year, the Sapinka Committee raised over $375,000. The event underscored the importance of collective action in addressing the most urgent social issues affecting the region. Since its inception, this luncheon has become a signature event for the legal community, helping raise millions to support those in need. United Way's 2024 campaign theme, United in Action, reflects the drive to make meaningful, lasting change by mobilizing the entire community, including the legal sector. The Sapinka Luncheon exemplifies this spirit, where members of the legal community come together to ensure that compassion is put into action to support vulnerable individuals and families. The luncheon, held in honor of the late Justice John Sapinka, began over two decades ago with a modest goal, raising $13,000 in its first year. What started as a small initiative has grown into a major annual event, raising over $3.3 million to date. These funds have gone directly toward programs that help provide essential services, from housing support to mental health resources, for those most in need. It's truly inspiring to see the legal community come together in such a powerful way to support those in need, said Rob Hooper, Sapinka Committee Chair. Witnessing both seasoned professionals and the next generation of legal leaders unite for this cause highlights the dedication and compassion that define our legal community. Brad Park, President and CEO of United Way Halton and Hamilton, praised the unwavering commitment of the legal community. "Our community's legal leaders have been instrumental in driving change and support that's improving the lives of individuals and families in need. What started as a small effort to give back has blossomed into a powerful force for good, demonstrating just how much of a difference we can make when we stand together." Justice Moreau, of the Supreme Court of Canada, delivered a powerful keynote at this year's Sapinka Luncheon. A co-founder of the Association des Juristes d'Expression Française de l'Alberta, Justice Moreau has championed linguistic representation and litigated landmark cases involving the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Luncheon attendees also heard from Kim Martin, Executive Director of the Social Planning and Research Council of Hamilton, who highlighted pressing issues of housing affordability and poverty, emphasizing the importance of partnership in tackling these challenges. Her message underscored the need for continued collaboration between community organizations, government, and legal leaders to drive meaningful change. United in Action isn't just a theme. It's a reflection of the work we do every day to support those who need it most, added Park. Thanks to the generosity and leadership of the legal community, we are able to expand our reach and make a deeper impact, ensuring that thousands of lives across Hamilton and Halton can be transformed for the better. The Sapinka United Way Legal Committee presented Mitch Bates, Bates Law, as this year's recipient of the John F. Evans Award of Community Distinction. Over the last 15 years, Mitch has built a successful real estate and employment practice in the Greater Hamilton area. He is well respected by his colleagues and is an avid supporter of United Way. The Sapinka Luncheon is more than just a fundraising event. It serves as a one-of-a-kind, unique gathering where the legal community stands united in their commitment to social justice, equity, and support for the most vulnerable. The funds raised will directly support crucial programs that address poverty, mental health, housing, and food insecurity across the region. For more information about United Way Halton and Hamilton and how you can get involved, please visit www.uwhh.ca.